So find a nice comfortable place for you to relax your body into. Could be a nice chair, comfy chair, maybe your bed you'd like to lie on. Might be on a yoga mat or a rug. Whatever you feel most comfortable over this next period of time. And when you're ready, just take a nice gentle breath in. And on your exhale, close your eyes. And notice how you're feeling right now. Notice your breathing. Maybe slowing down your breath a little bit, slowing that inhale and exhale. Perhaps your exhale could be twice as long as your inhale. Whatever's comfortable for you, but we're just slowing those breaths down. Taking some gentle, deeper breaths in now. Slowing it down. And slowing down your exhale. Again, if it can be twice as long as your inhale, that would be great. If not, that's fine too. Whatever feels good to you. Just taking in that nice fresh air, oxygen-rich nutrients for your blood cells, your brain, all your systems. On that exhale, notice any tensions, stresses that can be released with that exhale. Any discomforts, worries, concerns, you can just let it go with a nice longer exhale. And then bring your focus, if you will, back up into your eyes. With eyes closed, just noticing how they're feeling right now. Perhaps eyelids may be feeling a little heavier as they're relaxing, as eye muscles are relaxing. And if they're not feeling any heavier, that's fine too. Sensations change though as we begin to relax. And this is a nice time to begin to notice it. As you begin to relax a little deeper into comfort state, allowing your whole body to begin to just sink into whatever it is you're being supported by. As your breath slows down, breathing in a little deeper. Noticing again back to your eyes, your eye muscles, your eyelids, how they're feeling right now. And as relaxed as they may be, you can just move that relaxation down into your or on your mouth area and your jaw, allowing them to relax too. A nice way to do that is open your mouth up a little bit and just relax your tongue into your lower palate all the way to the very back of your tongue. Relaxing your tongue, mouth open a little bit, relaxing your jaw muscles. That's right. Allowing further relaxation, now spreading all throughout your face, noticing cheekbones relaxed around your cheeks and your temples, even your scalp, relax. Maybe notice some tingling sensations or not, any subtle sensations as we go inward. Then taking that relaxation, spreading it down into your neck and shoulders, just focusing your attention in those areas and allowing them to relax as well. Those neck muscles and shoulder muscles. Breathing into them if you feel like it. And on the exhale, releasing any tensions in those areas. And moving that relaxation down into your belly. Again, noticing your breathing, how it's affecting your chest, your lungs, digestive organs, allowing them to relax as well, feeling a state of comfort now spreading throughout your body. over to your spine, allowing your spine to just relax a little deeper, sinking deeper into that nice comfort state that's being supported by your chair, your bed, or the floor. And then also noticing your arms, the top of your arms, as you relax that neck and shoulders down towards, all the way down your arms, your elbow, your forearms, down into your wrists, into your hands, the palm of your hands, your fingers, and all the way down to your fingertips. Notice any sensations as you focus on your arms. As they relax, they can too, just kind of, as if they were like just weight, become like a heavy weight or like a Raggedy Ann doll, letting go, limp, again, being supported by your comfy chair or bed or floor, letting any tensions in those areas to just release and let go. Moving further, deeper inward, understanding that as the body relaxes, your conscious mind relaxes with it. And then allowing that unconscious mind that holds so many resources, your imagination as well, beliefs and habits and thoughts and memories stored, can expand, come forward. As we continue this relaxation, moving that relaxation downward into your pelvic area, your hips and pelvic area, allow them to relax too, to let go, sending further relaxation down your buttocks, down your thighs and legs, all the way down to the soles of your feet and the tips of your toes, noticing any sensations shifting as you're focusing relaxation on those areas of your body. And then just noticing as a whole how that body's feeling right now. More relaxed and at ease and in comfort, feeling safe and secure. And so now's a nice time to just go inward even further. And inviting your imagination in that unconscious realm of your mind. Imagining, if you will, a place that brings you a sense of peace and quiet. Maybe a beautiful place and a healing place, a place for healing, a place of tranquility that's safe and secure. Maybe a place that you've been to before, maybe on vacation, maybe a place you hike to or walk to. Maybe it's a place in your home. Maybe it's just a place in your imagination, a new place perhaps, just for now. Just know without feeling the need to go anywhere else right now or do anything else just for now. Just allow yourself to become aware of this place. And noticing once you imagine that place again, whether it's a place you've been to before or not, connecting centrally to that place in terms of what you may smell, what you may hear, what you may feel. Maybe even taste. Just noticing the senses, if you will, of this peaceful, beautiful place, or secure, tranquil, healing. And whatever you find in this healing place, it's a place you know that can be a real supportive place for you in your life that you can come back to too. So for now, connecting, if you will, or whatever healing is there for you, simply relax into it there. Relax into that place. And know that while you relax, your body's natural healing systems can operate at their highest efficiency without distraction and without needing to be told what to do. The same built-in abilities to heal wounds, to repair injuries, to eradicate infections, and to destroy cancer cells that have been with you all your life can function at full capacity. without any diversion of your precious energy. So now, while you relax, your body can take advantage of the time to fuel its ability to heal in this special place. As your muscles relax, your blood flows in all the right places, bringing your immune defenders to every place they're needed. And allowing them to efficiently and specifically target any cells that no longer belong to the healthy you, engulfing them and removing them to be eliminated whenever you release what's no longer needed, what's no longer healthy for you, simply with your out-breath, with your stool and urine, even with your sweat, and energizing yourself with fresh air and oxygen with every breath in. Again, with every breath out, eliminating whatever needs to be let go of that's no longer healthy for you, releasing. With the breath, with the stool, with the urine, with the sweat. Energizing yourself with fresh air and oxygen with every breath in. Along with nutritious and healthy food. And with thoughts that bring you strength, courage, and joy. Just letting yourself rest in this for a moment or two. Or three. So as you're enjoying this comfortable state, if you will begin to imagine that any treatment you're going to receive will work perfectly for you. Research has already shown that imagining your treatment working can add its positive benefits. So as you imagine your treatment working well, super well, this too can add to its positive benefits just by imagining. So before your treatment begins, you can direct your attention by imagining that you're protecting the healthy cells of your body, especially areas that may be more vulnerable to you. Any areas that might be more vulnerable. Any areas of your body that don't need to receive the effects of the treatment. You might imagine that you turn down the supply of blood to your healthy tissues while you're receiving the chemotherapy. Just imagine that before the chemotherapy, the blood supply is temporarily shut down to healthy areas of your body, leaving just enough to maintain them in good health. You might imagine closing valves at appropriate places or just having a computer-controlled system that not only shuts down the blood supply to healthy tissues, but at the same time directs the great bulk of your bloodstream along with the chemotherapy directly to the areas of your body that really need it and the tissues or cells that are abnormal and need to be destroyed, just sending more of that blood flow in that area. And imagine that the healthy tissues are protected by a shield or a powerful white light, perhaps a spiritual or protective force, or an energy screen that shelters them from the chemotherapy. As if you can wall off and protect any healthy tissues in your body while the chemotherapy floods any cancer cells or tissues, just letting your imagination protect in whatever way it comes to you, just let yourself imagine the protection in whatever way it comes to you. Paying special attention, if you will, to your scalp. And imagine that you shunt most of the blood away from your stomach and intestines temporarily and set up a filter or shield inside and around your heart so that the medications are pumped through it to the areas of your body that really need it, without being absorbed by your heart. That the cells in the marrow of your bones, where your new blood cells are made, are protected and shielded. And imagine that you can guide the chemo directly to the areas of your body that need the chemotherapy. It's different for everyone. Protecting the healthy cells with a shield and just pushing that chemotherapy and the blood flow to the areas that need it most. Imagine that as the chemo reaches cancer cells, it kills them rapidly, effectively, and completely. You may imagine them exploding, imploding, melting, shriveling, drying up, or in some other way specific to you. Maybe you have your own image, and that's even better. Just imagine the chemotherapy doing exactly what it meant to do and destroying cancer cells. Whether you imagine dramatic death as above, or the chemotherapy turns them into good little spirits and send them to heaven, doesn't matter. Whether you imagine whatever it is that you imagine, the death of the cells, or that they're, again, good little spirits, sending them above and beyond, washing them down the river. Imagine it happening any way you imagine, but just do it right and completely. Imagine it working exactly as you'd like it, totally, eradicating the cancer and leaving the healthy cells alone. And if there's anything you've gained by having cancer, anything you've learned that you appreciate, affirm that you can keep what's healthy while letting go of what's not. Now that any abnormal cells are weakened, destroyed, imagine a vigorous and ebullient response from your immune defense system. Imagine billions and billions of immune cells, killer cells, swarming into the area being treated and wiping up any remaining cancer cells, the debris, the chemical residue, and reestablishing a healthy, controlled, well-organized environment into which healthy cells can once again grow. They're cleaning up the neighborhood of cancer cells and making it safe once again for the good health. Imagine that there are many hundreds of thousands as many immune cells as cancer cells, because there are, and that they can now easily identify and overcome any remaining cells. Imagine the cancer cells dead or badly injured, dazed, disorganized, and completely vulnerable to the aggressive and highly motivated immune cells. Give your immune cells a big cheer if you like. Just let them know how much you're behind them and appreciate them. Have the gratitude for them. Just imagine that they're efficient and how they're efficiently working. Without any hesitation, removing any cells that are not functioning in the healthiest order for you, and that are being cooperative with their neighbors' cells and their function in the whole person. A lot of energy goes into this. And just imagine that your immune system will remain strong and powerful throughout on the job, 24 hours a day, waking or sleeping, and that every time you check in on them and support them this way, it encourages them to do their job. Take some time to notice what it feels like to have these powerful combined forces on your side, your immune defense and system. Now imagine that you move into the future, sometime into the not so distant future, when your chemo treatment is all over, and you've had the very best outcome you can imagine, and that you're once again doing the things that you enjoy with the people you enjoy doing them with, and enjoying a restored sense of good health. Imagine that you're feeling very good about making the best use of your treatment and getting the very best results from it, having that treatment work just the way you imagine it working, and feeling very good about it. And imagine yourself in the future on a date you want to see, visiting your doctor and your doctor smiling, giving you good news. You can see the date on the wall, both you and your doctor feeling very, very good about your successful treatment you've received, and seeing yourself as far into the future as you'd like to imagine yourself, doing things that are meaningful and enjoyable to you. I'm feeling very grateful that you're able to get good treatment and make the very best use of it. And when you are ready to return your attention back to the outer world, you could silently express any appreciation you might have for having a special healing place within you and for being able to use your imagination in this way. And for the healing capabilities that have been built into you by nature. And when you're ready, just allowing all the images fade and go back within you, knowing that healing continues to happen within you at all times. And gently bringing your attention back to the room around you, current time and place. Bringing back with you anything that seems important, interesting to bring back, including the feelings of comfort, relaxation, healing. When you are all the way back, feel free to gently stretch, open your eyes. Nice, take a nice deep breath in and out. And again, know that you can come back to this place of healing that's within you anytime. It's connecting with your immune system that's working for you. Just imagining it working so well and that treatment working so well. You can come back anytime to this place of healing. And with that, I wish you the very best on your journey back to good health and wellness. Thank you.